Title: Stepper Dub Siren Clean Formula with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner Arrangement Lesson. Alright, let's build one of the most iconic little hype tools in jungle and old school drum and bass, the Dub Siren. We're going to do it in two stages. First, we'll make a clean, super controllable formula siren using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices, so it's easy to play and easy to mix. Then we'll do the fun part. We'll resample it into simpler and add that crunchy, slightly battered sampler texture. After that, we'll place it in the arrangement view in a stepper style way so it feels like real DNB structure, not just a loop with a siren pasted on top. Open up Ableton Live 12 and let's set the vibe properly. Step 0, set up the session like a pro. Set your tempo to the classic jungle range, 170 to 175 BPM. If you want a default, pick 174. Now create 4 tracks, one for drums, audio or a drum rack, whatever you're using, one for bass, even a simple operator sub is fine, one MIDI track called Siren, and one audio track called Siren Print, because we're going to resample later. Quick arrangement mindset before we even touch sound design, enable a one-bar loop while you sketch ideas, but don't get stuck perfecting the siren before you have an actual phrase. In DNB, the phrase and placement is half the sound. Now step 1. Build the clean formula siren instrument. On the siren MIDI track, drop an operator. We are keeping the source simple and stable. Use oscillator as a sign for a clean tone, or triangle if you want a little more buzz. Corset 1.00, fine at 0. Now the key, the amp envelope. We want it to feel like a triggerable stab, almost like a one-shot, not a long-held synth note. Set the amp attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Just enough to avoid clicks, still punchy. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down to zero. Release around 150 to 300 milliseconds. What this does is make every MIDI note feel like a little siren hit you can place rhythmically, which is perfect for stepper patterns. Now we need the classic siren movement. All dub sirens are basically pitch motion that feels musical and a bit hypnotic. Beginner-friendly move. Use operator's built-in LFO. Open operator's LFO section. Turn it on, set the destination to pitch, put the rate on sync, and start at 1/8 note. Choose a triangle wave. Then bring the amount up gently. Start around 5 to 15. Keep it subtle at first. You want wee-woo movement, not instant cartoon wobble. Now, if you want that extra per hit siren dip or rise, add a tiny bit of pitch envelope too. This is optional, but it gives that classic triggered siren gesture. In operator's pitch envelope, set the amount somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30, and set decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. The idea is, each time you hit a note, it does a little pitch motion, and the LFO keeps it alive. At this point, play a single note around C3 to G3. That's a great hero register for jungle. Above the bass, below the hats. If it's fighting other elements later, you can move it up an octave and tighten the filter. But start there. Step 2. Shape it into an actual dub siren tone. After operator, add auto filter. For that megaphone, siren box vibe, try a band pass filter first. If band pass feels too nasal, switch to low pass, but band pass is a classic voice zone trick. Set the frequency somewhere around 800 Hz up to about 2.5 kHz. That midrange is where the siren reads on small speakers and over breaks. Bring resonance up to around 0.60 to 0.85. But be careful. Too much resonance gets piercing fast. Add a bit of drive in auto filter, like 2 to 6 dB. Now add saturator after the filter. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 5 dB to start. Turn on soft clip. This is your controlled bite. In jungle, the siren needs to cut through dense drums, but it cannot beat a pain generator. If it gets harsh, don't just turn it down. Reduce resonance a touch, or later we'll tame it with EQ. Now step 3. The crunchy sampler texture. This is where it stops sounding like a modern clean synth and starts sounding like something you sampled off a tape or printed through a crusty box. We're going to resample the siren. Go to your Siren Print audio track. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now in arrangement view, record yourself triggering the siren for 4 to 8 bars. Keep it simple. One or two notes is fine. Even just one note repeated is fine. The goal is to capture a performance you can then treat like a sample. When you're done, you have an audio clip. Great. Now drag that recorded siren clip into a new MIDI track so it loads into Simpler. Or drop Simpler onto a MIDI track and drag the audio into it. In Simpler, choose your mode. If you want pure stabs, choose one shot. If you want to play it pitched like an instrument, choose Classic. Turn on Snap. Then adjust the start point so it bites immediately. That start point matters more than people think. It's the difference between lazy and rave. Add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Now, for authentic old-school behavior, set simpler voices to 1. That makes it monophonic, so each new hit cuts the previous tail. That choke feel is super common in old sampler-style stabs and sirens. Now build the crunch chain after simpler. First, redux. This is your sampler grit signature. Set down sample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Start at 12. And here's a huge beginner mistake to avoid. Don't run it 100% wet unless you want pure sand. Keep dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Tasteful. Before we drive anything harder, quick coach note. Gain stage early. Pull the simpler track volume down so your peaks are roughly in the minus 12 to minus 6 dB range. Crunch sounds better when you're not slamming every device. Then we add weight back on purpose. Next, add drum bus after redux. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 10 to 30%. Boom. Keep it off or very low. The siren does not need sub, and we want to leave that space for the bass. Adjust trim so you're not clipping. Now add EQ8 to clean up the mess. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz, so you're not stealing headroom from the sub and kick. If it's piercing, gently dip around 3 to 5kHz. If it's too dull, a small lift around 1 to 2kHz can bring back the announcement character. Optional space, and this is important. In fast DNB, reverb can turn into fog instantly. Instead of huge reverb, use echo for delay throws. Add echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Then filter the echo. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10kHz. That makes it feel tape-ish and tucked behind the brakes, instead of sitting on top screaming. Now step 4. Write a stepper-style siren phrase in arrangement view. This is where the vibe really locks in. A stepper feel isn't about overcomplicating. It's steady momentum with simple hooks. And the jungle rule is, do not spam the siren. The siren is punctuation. It's a DJ signal. Pick your announcement bars and commit to restraint. Here's a super usable 16-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 4. Drums and bass only. Let the groove land. Bars 5 to 8. Add the siren once every 2 bars. Short stabs. Bars 9 to 12. Call and response. 1 bar on, 1 bar off. Bars 13 to 16. Escalate. Either pitch it higher, or make the wobble faster, or add a bigger throw at the end. Now let's program an easy 1-bar rhythm you can loop. In a 1-bar loop, trigger a short note on beat 1. Then trigger a short note on the end of 2. Then trigger beat 4 with a slightly longer note. That pattern leaves space for the break, and it naturally feels like it's commenting on the groove. Coach note, try to make the siren answer the snare, not the kick. The snare is the statement. The siren is the comment. If you're unsure, place hits right after a snare, or in the gap before the next one. Now every 4 bars, change one thing, not everything. Option 1. Pitch up by 3 or 5 semitones. Option 2. Switch LFO rate from 1/8 to 1/16 for more hype. Option 3. Nudge the filter frequency a bit brighter. That's how you get progression without clutter. And since we're in Ableton Arrangement View, this is where automation becomes your best friend. Open automation lanes and draw movement that feels intentional. Automate auto filter frequency for little sweeps. Automate operator LFO amount if you're still using the synth version. Automate redux dry slash wet so some hits feel cleaner and some feel more crushed. And automate echo feedback for throws, especially at the end of phrases. A really clean move. Only switch the pitch movement speed, like 1/8 to 1/16, in the last bar of an 8-bar block. It reads as energy lever without adding notes. Another great arrangement trick. Call versus response can be the same MIDI note, but different tone. For the call, go brighter filter, less grit, shorter delay. For the response, go darker filter, slightly more crunch, and a longer delay throw. It sounds structured, even if you're barely playing anything. Now step 5. Glue it into the mix so it sits like real jungle. On the siren track, add a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. Optional, but very DNB. Sidechain it to the drums or even the snare. Keep it subtle, like 1 to 3 dB of reduction, just so the siren doesn't fight the crack. And keep tails short at 174 BPM. If it smears the groove, shorten the MIDI notes, reduce release, or reduce echo feedback. At this tempo, medium tails can feel huge. Quick common mistakes to dodge. Don't drown it in reverb. Use delay throws. Don't skip the high pass filter. Siren rumble eats headroom and clashes with bass. Don't overdo redux. Use dry slash wet so you keep some clean tone. Don't run the siren non-stop for 32 bars. You'll kill the impact. And if the band pass resonance is hurting, tame 3 to 6 kHz with EQ. Now a quick 15-minute practice drill you can do right now. Build the clean operator siren with pitch LFO and auto filter. Write a basic 16-bar drop with drums and bass. Place just 4 siren hits. Bar 5, bar 8, bar 12, and bar 16. Resample into simpler, add redux at about 25% wet, and gain stage so you're not clipping. Then automate echo feedback to spike only on bar 16, so it throws into the next section. Your goal is to clearly hear the difference between the clean siren and the crunchy print, and to feel that the siren is enhancing the groove, not crowding it. Final recap. You built a clean, controllable dub siren using operator, pitch movement, and filtering. You made it authentically old school by resampling into simpler and adding redux and drum bus crunch. You arranged it like jungle and DNB, sparse, intentional placement, with automation for hype moments. And you kept it mix ready with high pass filtering, light compression, and controlled space.